There's widespread political support for the proposal. Obstacles have been overcome in terms of the business case, so we're just waiting, hopefully, to hear that we're going to sign off on this sometime soon.
We have heard so much about so many projects in terms of we can't do it because there isn't a functioning administration in Stormont. Is this something that can be done outside the auspices of that, or are we once again going to find ourselves lamenting the lack of a minister?
As you know, Donal, there's intense negotiations there. They're underway at the minute. We would be saying, you know, those negotiations should not jeopardise moving this forward. Obviously, it requires everybody around the table saying the same thing. We are working in terms of the negotiations to resolve the number of issues that are out there. Obviously, we're engaged in talks to do business, and we can hope that the talks can result in resolution of proper government. And that's the objective, I think, of every party around the table. So in terms of taking McGee forward, yes, absolutely. Everybody is ready for this. It's within the public interest that this is delivered, and we hope to see it delivered sometime very soon.
And are you confident that David Stirling has the power to sit down with yourselves and with McGee and actually make this work and make this happen?
Absolutely. As I said, there's a unified voice. We've sent the clear message. David Stirling knows what needs to be done, and the college is working with the department in terms of all of the issues that may have appeared. The Ulster University want to maximise the graduate entry medical school along with other flagship projects within the city and district. So yes, we're up for it. We're going to have that conversation with David Stirling and the permanent secretary, Richard Pengelly, and other permanent secretaries. So they know we're coming and they know what we want.